Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is a Thursday, so let's head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. And Baldy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Before we get into the Ravens and other matchups this weekend, the trade deadline was Tuesday. Anything catch your eye? A couple of big names got dealt. Sauce Gardner, Quinnen Williams. What did you take away from the deadline?
Well, just the amount of compensation that Indianapolis gave up for Sauce Gardner. I thought, you know, to give up two first-round picks and A.D. Mitchell, who's a quality prospect, hadn't played a lot this year, but he certainly has the ability to play and will probably start right away for the Jets at some point. You know, and then to get what, you know, for a 27-year-old Quinnen Williams, who's not having a great season, to see what Dallas surrendered right there. Not that Mozzie Smith is any kind of a prospect. He has not been a good player. But to give up a first and second round pick for him, I thought, you know, the Cowboys are trying to rebuild their defense during the season. I thought that's what teams are supposed to do in the offseason. So it's a little bizarre. But, look, I think Rashid Shaheed was a good pickup. I think Jalen Phillips by the Eagles was a really smart pickup. I'm not sure what tape they watch of Jair Alexander, which would make them think like he's going to be, step in and play at a high level. But I don't think Baltimore, you know, feels too bad that he's moved on.
No, he wasn't going to play here. You surprised the Ravens didn't do a little bit more?
I thought they might, attack the defensive line, Jason. You know, with the amount of guys that they've lost this year, I thought that, you know, that would be a priority. You know, they've always got a bundle of picks and, you know, in their pocket, and I thought this would be the year. Especially after trading away Owe and see how he's playing, you know, right now. But I thought that would be a position that they would go after, with some of the picks that they have.
Well, Baldy, they're set to take on the Vikings, and that was one of the big upsets over the weekend. Minnesota going into Detroit and winning that football game. What did you think of J.J. McCarthy back in his starting role?
Well, his first throw in 7 weeks was an absolute dime to Jordan Addison. Now, he dropped it, but you couldn't throw the ball any better. And he made six throws in the game, including a touchdown to Justin Jefferson that were, you know, you got to make those throws to win big games on the road against good teams like Detroit. And he did all of that. I thought he was pretty – I didn't see a whole lot of rust. He missed some plays, there's no doubt. But I thought if you just look at it in totality and look at the throws that he made, considering – he's been sitting for 7 weeks. I thought it was a pretty strong performance And then defensively, they played their best game of the year. And, it would help to get Andrew Van Ginkel back. He's a really good player. But, Cashman, Javon Hargrave, pick a guy. Jalen Redmond, pick a guy on that defense. They all played extremely well against Detroit.
Talking with Brian Baldinger, it's Inside Access here on The Fence. So the Ravens' defense the last 3 weeks has given up 17, 16, and then 6 points. So the defense is at least trending in the right direction. How much better in your mind is this defense as they head to face a Minnesota team that, as you mentioned, J.J. McCarthy making some throws, and they got a ton of skill position talent?
Well, I mean, look, you hold the Rams to 17 points, and the Bears, those are two top 10 offenses right now. The Bears ran up and down the field against Cincinnati last week, albeit Cincinnati. But, I mean, and the Rams can put up, points to anybody. And they've improved a lot, getting Roquan back, Kyle Hamilton healthy. I mean, those things all make a difference. But they're playing much better defense. They're much more sound right now. They're not giving up big rush lanes, to running backs. And so they've improved a great deal right now. And they're going to need to do that because Minnesota has got – they've got players in spots that can beat you for big, big chunk yardage if you're not tackling well and not leveraging plays the right way.
How much do you take out of that Colts-Steelers game? I mean, it's so weird with the six giveaways / takeaways, however you want to look at them, including one on special teams that was kind of bizarre. Pittsburgh still only wins by one score despite the heavy takeaway numbers in their favor, Baldy, and they only average 3.7 yards per play, which is kind of crazy to me. Like, does it say more about the Steelers or the Colts or anything?
I think I did that game, Jason, so I was there. I saw it firsthand. The muff punt was just a bad decision by the returner. I mean, that's just a poor decision. So as you take that out, TJ had his best game of the year. He beat a right tackle clean. He got the sack fumble in the second quarter, turned the whole game around for Pittsburgh. It didn't look good to start with. I thought the defensive line looked like, it's a defensive line that's handsomely paid, Jason.
Yeah.
Like they all, like Alex Highsmith, Cam Hayward, Nick Herbig. I mean, and especially the young kid, Peyton Wilson. I mean, they played very, very well. Now they made some changes, J.C. Jalen Ramsey went to safety.
Yep.
They traded for Kyle Duggar. So they started two new safeties. And, not surprising, the ball really didn't go over their head all day. And that's what the Colts have been able to do. And then they shut down the league's leading rusher. But in a bizarre way, I'm not sure what Shane Steichen was thinking. Maybe he saw that poor secondary and said, okay, we're going to come out and throw it. But they never really tried to get Jonathan Taylor going in that game. And, by time – I think they were ready to, they were too far behind. So it kind of got away from them. But, Pittsburgh's defensive line, when they can eat like they did and take the ball away, because I thought they were very conservative on offense. And maybe they did because they had a lead and the defense was playing well. But you could see, Aaron Rodgers and some of these receivers, he's thrown at one place and the receiver is going another place. And they didn't look like they were completely in sync. And in cahoots to me in some of those plays.
Baldy, I think Monday Night Football is a really interesting matchup. The Eagles coming off a bye, and it's so hard to get a grasp on this Packers team. The double-digit favorite against the Panthers lost, double-digit favorite against the Browns and lost, and they tied with the Cowboys. Just how good are the Packers in your eyes, Baldy?
Well, they're not as good as they were last week at this time, losing Tucker Kraft. I mean, that's their leading receiver. He's a big play guy. They get him in matchups. He's good after the catch, and he's a good blocker. So they're not going to be as good. I thought Carolina just whipped them, to be honest with you. They whipped them on both lines of scrimmage. And I'm sure that Matt LaFleur took a long look at that and said something about it, to his guys. They ran the ball well against him. But, Derek Brown and the group in Carolina, that's a pretty good defense all the way around. The people don't really pay much attention to him, but – They won the line of scrimmage in that game, and they earned that win, just like Cleveland did. And so Pittsburgh's coming to town, or Philadelphia's coming to town on Monday, and they're capable with what they have returning and some of the new guys they've gotten right now. They're capable of doing very similar things that Cleveland, and Carolina just did, and Philadelphia did it to them in the regular season in Brazil last year, and they did it to them in the playoffs as well. So they know that they got to be at their very best on Monday night.
Baldy, let's finish with one of the games of the weekend. The 7-2 Patriots travel to Tampa to take on the 6-2 Buccaneers. Who do you like and why in this one?
I'm going to be there announcing that game. It's going to be great. I mean, the Patriots are going for 7 wins in a row. Drake May is playing great. I don't think they did go to Buffalo and win, but I don't think they've seen Todd Bowles with 2 weeks to prepare and what he might do to protect him. Drake May has been sacked a lot this year, second most in the league. I think they're going to get after Drake May, albeit he's played great. He's taking care of the football. He's making some big plays in every game. They are a much improved team. They're worthy of their record, but the schedule has been fairly soft. So I think this is where they kind of start to see what playoff competition really looks like. And so I kind of like Tampa in this game. Rested, they're going to get some players back. But the Patriots, they're a good defense, quality team, well coached. It should be a great game.
The Steelers go to face the Chargers in what should be a home game for them out there with all that crowd and the way they travel. Yeah. I don't know what to make of the Chargers, Baldy, because they're kind of one team with Joe Alt and another without, and now they're back without. What do you think of them?
Well, I mean, they're not. I mean, obviously, if Rashawn Slater and Joe Alt were there, you know, and the running backs were healthy, you know, Marion Hampton. I mean, you put the whole offense together. I mean, they're really good, but you know, I don't know what film they watch of Trevor Penning to go sign him. I think he's going to upgrade the offensive line. I don't know what game any of them would have watched. Maybe they're just that desperate right now for linemen, because in one game they were on their third team right tackle. Mekhi Becton looks like sometimes he wants to play, a lot of times he doesn't want to play. So I don't think he's any guy that they can count on right now. But you know, Justin Herbert is a resilient guy. The rookies have been really good. The tight end, Arondé Gadsden, has been awesome, really good. And so you know, they're resilient. Pittsburgh is going to have to open their offense up eventually. And, if it doesn't go to DK Metcalf down the field, it really doesn't. They really don't get chunk plays. And I thought Indianapolis, without a great quarterback play, like they kind of took him out of the game. So I want to see if what kind of game Pittsburgh plays offensively, because I still think, the Chargers' defense is still very good. I know it's going to be a home game out there. I know it's SoFi, it looks like. You know, when a team like Pittsburgh comes to town or San Francisco, like they take it over. But I think this is going to be a match where the Chargers will play a game. They don't care if they win 16-15. They're going to play it very close to the vest. They're not going to turn it over like Indy did. And, at some point, Aaron Rodgers is going to have to win some of these games. And let's see if he can do that, on the road.
Baldy, always great. Thank you so much for your time. We will chat next week.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it, Jason. Take care, guys. See you.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. League at Large coming up next. We will hear from Sean Payton and Pete Carroll as they play Thursday Night Football tonight. Also, Jim Harbaugh, as Jason just mentioned, that Chargers-Steelers game. It's League at Large next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
You're on the fan.
Yeah, there's just sometimes you end up playing teams more. Maybe it's just, you know, we were in the NFC and we had regular season games, we had postseason games. There have been quite a few. I mean, and they start running together. Pete does a great job. He's always been, I consider, a good friend in the industry. Someone who's, you're going to get a real well-coached team. And, again, I told you this earlier. I thanked him when he took the job, and it made me the youngest coach in the division. So, but, no, he's something.
So that's Sean Payton. Remember, he used to be with the Saints, and Pete Carroll used to be with the Seahawks, so they played each other often, not in the same division, but as he mentioned, playoff games. Remember, I think the Beastquake game, the Marshawn Lynch, that was against the Saints. So Broncos and Raiders kicks off Week 10 tonight, Thursday night football, and the Broncos hosting the Raiders. Broncos 7-2, Raiders 2-6.
Yeah, I just really wonder about Pete Carroll. He's a rah-rah college type guy, and he got to Seattle and they started winning immediately, and it was a magic carpet ride, and he found Russ out of obscurity. Remember, he beats Matt Flynn out for the job and all that, and then like they just bought into all that stuff and away they went. I mean, it ain't working in Vegas. His handpicked quarterback has been the dregs. A lot of guys there were hoping to get traded to a winner. That's not going to happen because the trade deadline's behind
us. Gone.
They played 77 snaps in 43 minutes on defense at home on Sunday, and now they're turning around 2 days later, 3 days later, on a short week in altitude against the Denver team that does produce a lot of points at home. I just don't know that Pete Carroll's defense is going to have the answers here. They're pretty good against the run, but they've got some issues stopping the pass. They don't have a whole lot of pass rushers on that roster besides Max Crosby, and I just wonder if they're buying what the old man's selling. Bo Nix has his flaws and his faults. He hasn't been as good this year as last year, but at home, he tends to get the job done. They win, they tend to win handily. And there was a long period of time, 5 or 6 years, where the Raiders owned the Broncos. The Broncos blew them out twice last year. I know Pete Carroll and Geno weren't there for that, but like, do I think the Raiders, who averaged 16.5 points on the road the last 2 years, do I think they're going to go off on this defense? I don't, even without Sertan, I don't. If you look at Geno's numbers when he's under pressure, he's the 32nd ranked quarterback in the NFL. Nobody gets pressure like Denver, and nobody gets pressure like Denver at home. It wouldn't shock me if they covered this big number. But I think Geno throws a pick. I think Bo Nix throws at least two passing touchdowns, maybe three.
What's crazy about Denver is they're a couple plays away from being undefeated.
Yes.
You have the leaping penalty against the Colts. The Chargers won at the
Which
gun.
Would mean they're also a couple plays away from being 500.
Absolutely. And you can play that game in so many different ways. But the defense is legit. I mean, they're number one in red zone, third down, yards per play. But in terms of the landscape of the AFC, Jason, where do they stand for you?
They're top three for me because they do something that not a lot of teams in this league do. Look at their sack differential and look at their pressure differential. They are truly elite at getting the other team's quarterback off schedule and they are truly elite at keeping their quarterback on schedule. When Bo Nix makes mistakes, it's because Bo Nix tries to do too much. Mm-hmm. It's because Bo Nix is trying to live up to last year's hype. But Bo Nix is not consistently under pressure. Like, he's just not. Does Bo Nix need to get better against zone defense in particular? And maybe even you could say the kind of cover three that Pete Carroll loves to play, he does, but I think tonight's probably a pretty good night to do it. Because I think that Raiders defense, which isn't that deep to begin with, is on fumes because, again, they just played 77 snaps and 43 minutes on Sunday in a game that went down to the final second. They played four quarters.
Yeah.
Plus another three quarters of a quarter.
Player safety.
So let's hear Pete Carroll's side of this, head coach of the Raiders, and he talks about being positive with all their struggles.
Oh, he's always positive.
Well, being the forever optimist, I'm always kind of encouraged. You know, I kind of live encouraged. And so I do see a lot of positive stuff. And we're trying to make it happen at the same time so that we can go ahead and get the wins that we want. And this would be a great opportunity to show that.
The only thing I can sell the Raiders is, weird stuff happens on Thursday night,
yes,
and it's a divisional game. Like, beyond that, it seems like a mismatch. And a short week. And as you mentioned, that Raiders defense was on the field a lot Sunday.
Yeah, I just think the uber positive stuff, man, when you're 2-7, I don't know, man. I don't know. When your handpicked quarterback's a big part of the problem. I don't know. All of a sudden, you're starting to hear Aiden O'Connell availability.
Yeah. And we've seen what he can do. We've seen that movie. Yeah.
Huh? You could have quite a text stream going between Kyler Murray, Geno Smith, and Russell Wilson.
By the way, so you mentioned Kyler Murray. The Arizona Cardinals put him on the IR yesterday.
They had to do something.
That's interesting.
Obscure the reality of they're playing the better quarterback. That's what's going on.
Has he played his last snap for the Cardinals, Kyler Murray?
Need a lot of money, saying Arizona.
I mean, look, some of these deals in real time, you're saying that's ridiculous. And I'm on record saying the Kyler Murray extension and the Tua extension were absolutely ridiculous. And they're both going to be trying to extricate themselves from it. But, like, I don't know. I don't know who's going to be dying to take them off their hands.
Yeah. Jeez. Let's hear one more. Obviously, you talked to Baldy about that Steelers-Chargers game, and they are a different team without their tackles, and they don't have Joe Alt or Rashawn Slater. Jim Harbaugh, head coach of the Chargers, talks about Joe Alt's injury.
Yeah, I mean, feel bad. Feel bad for Joe. And, you know, I know it's going to be okay. It's not going to be life-altering. And, but feel bad for him.
Sad Jim Harbaugh.
I think he's feeling a little sorry for himself, too, because
they're a different team without that
guy. The scope of this offense changed dramatically when Alt was hurt, and it shifted again when he came back. And this is a team that's been putting up 400 yards of total offense now for 3 weeks in a row. But I think that's might end up being a little bit more of a rock fight now than it might have been otherwise.
We switch back to baseball next as we wrap up the baseball season and maybe preview some free agency. Tony Gwynn Jr., our Odyssey MLB insider, joins us now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Next here on The Fan. Baseball season has ended with a fantastic World Series, and now the offseason is here, and let's talk some baseball now as we head up to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. We're joined by Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider Calls is presented by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. So I'll ask you, Tony, and thank you as always for your time. I'll ask you one of these cliche talk show questions. Did the Dodgers win the World Series or did the Blue Jays lose it?
I thought the Dodgers won it. I mean, Rojas' homer in the ninth. Yeah, you could question pitch choice there, but, you know, that's always objective. I think the Dodgers had to go out and beat the Blue Jays, and that's why they're back-to-back champs.
How incredible was Yamamoto's performance throughout the World Series, though, Tony? Coming back to pitch in Game 7 after starting the prior night and, of course, winning World Series MVP.
It was remarkable. I mean, what Bumgarner is the last guy I could think of that did something similar. But it was certainly wasn't back to back nights for him like it was for Yamamoto. Yeah, I think he certainly came into his own. I think 2025 was the year for Yamamoto that I think we all will look back and say he took that step forward. I think obviously 24 was an adjustment year. He pitched well throughout the regular season, and to see him elevate his game come time where it mattered most is one of the more impressive things I think we've seen in a little bit of time.
What do you think of the Padres, managerial hire?
I had no idea you'd ask me about
that. Yeah, that's a shocker. I know. I'm surprised it took till the third question.
Yeah, Tony, as the assistant GM, was he so unimpressed with the other interviews that he said, I'll just take the job myself?
You there?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, yes.
Sorry, I missed a question.
Sorry.
What did you think of the hire? I mean, did it catch people by surprise? What was your reaction?
Yeah, it definitely caught people by surprise. I can't say that, you know, it's completely outlandish, right? I think Stam's been in the organization since 17 as a player. Mm-hmm. He's been in the organization front office since 23. So it makes some sense when you talk about keeping continuity, bringing someone in that understands not only the way the organization is run, but understands the player. Stam is often in that clubhouse. So I know it's a surprise to most people on the outside looking in, but I think most people inside this organization would tell you, although they didn't have him at the top of the list, it certainly isn't a surprise.
We're talking with Tony Gwynn Jr. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. I asked you facetiously, he was the assistant to A.J. Preller. Being in on some of those interviews, was he so unimpressed that he just said, I'll take the job myself?
Hey, listen, he very well may have, might have. I mean, and that's, you know, one of the probably quirky things about this particular hire is, and it matches up with what I know about Stam. I think he was just unsure if he wanted to be a participant in the process of even managing. He's got a young family, so I'm sure there was some hurdle he needed to get over, but I'm sure having sat in at least one of those meetings, he probably started to put together, you know, in his mind that he could do it. And obviously he impressed AJ Preller enough and you know, John Seidler and Eric Grubner enough to get the job.
Tony, what are the biggest boxes that need to be checked by the Padres this offseason in order to get over the hump to get past the Dodgers?
Right now it's a lot of starting pitching and a big bat. I think those are the two things that are going to be targeted. I mean, with Michael King opting out of his deal, what is his market going to look like? I was surprised to see some of the projections as low as they were. I think 3 for 75 is what I saw. If that's the case, I don't think the Padres will have much a problem bringing him back. I have a feeling that that's not going to be the case, but we'll see how that works out. Dylan Cease, obviously a free agent as well. And so you're going to have to address. I think the good thing for the Padres is that particular spot is pretty deep. It may not have, you know, the top of the top in that free agency, but there's a lot of really good starting pitching out there that you can address that need. And then the power bat's going to be, I think, they're going to have to be a little more creative. We don't know how much the Padres are going to have to spend, if any at all. And so, you know, all the bats that are out there, they certainly aren't going to come to you cheap. I mean, Pete Alonso, Kyle Schwarber are two names that pop out immediately. But you got a guy like Naylor who may be available. So, I mean, there's some options out there. How they are able to bring it into fold, I think that remains to be seen.
Seems like another tricky offseason for the Yankees as well. You had, obviously, Soto walk. You have the prospect of Grisham and Bellinger walking, you know, both had, I mean, Grisham had a monster year for them, right? And Bellinger had a really good year. They seem reticent to play Dominguez as an everyday guy, and I think they worry about his defense in the outfield. I still even wonder about their infield production. You know, Volpe, now they're saying he was hurt, whatever. You know, could Rice play every day at first base? What do you think of the Yankees as it stands right now?
I think they got a decision to make. You know, I think it's going to come down to whether they turn it over to some of their young guys. You mentioned Volpe. Do they still believe? They obviously knew he was hurt.
Yeah.
You know, so, there may be a pass given there. But the Rice question is, are you willing to let him play first base every day? Certainly, the signals that the Yankees have given is that they are concerned about Dominguez playing outfield on an everyday basis, just based on how they used him this year. So there are always going to be players in the free agent market. I mean, they always got the money. It's just a matter of willingness to spend. And so it's going to be a tricky one, though, for him. I mean, obviously, Bellinger, Grisham, you know, do they believe that that's who he is? I mean, he's kind of shown levels of nothing like we saw this year, but certainly has started to kind of prove himself in that organization, and it may probably be the best fit for him to go return to it.
Tony, we've got 8 of the 9 managerial jobs filled. We'll see what the Rockies do, but I'm sure I would think it's not going to be a name that's a household name, unless some of the old head managers, like Bochy's not managing. Bob Melvin did not get another job. We talked on this show with the Orioles opening, possibly a Joe Girardi. We even toyed with the idea of being Bruck Showalter back. Derek Shelton, Skip Schumacher, and Walt Weiss have managed before, but I wouldn't call them old heads. Is this what do you attribute this to? Is this more analytics that we're getting on these first-time managers as well?
I think it's a lot deeper than that. I just think the scrutiny on the job now is so much different and so much more intense than it's ever been, with the element of social media, the really everybody being a Twitter manager. I mean, there's so much going on, including the everydayness of being a manager and having to really manage your team. And so I just think it's turning into a young man's job, and young man in terms of, you know, 35, 36, 37, you start to see those type of guys pop up. You're right. Shelton is not you wouldn't consider him super young, but he certainly is considered an old guard. And you see Boats kind of is leaning towards moving into the front office. Bo Mel, who I think still wants to manage, does he get another opportunity? I think we're starting to see that cycle. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, guys like Booney and Dave, I wouldn't be surprised at all if when their deals are up, they walk off into the sunset. It's a lot different job than it used to be when those guys took over.
Tony Gwynn Jr., this has been a lot of fun talking to you every week during baseball season, and hopefully when the new season begins next year, we can do this all over again.
I appreciate you guys having me on every week. I look forward to doing it again with you guys next year.
Thank you so much. Have a good winter.
All right, take care. You too.
Thanks. That was Odyssey MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger is the right product for you. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. And coming up next, we have a lot of things to talk with the people about. You can give us your thoughts on this game, this Ravens game Sunday in Minnesota. Do you like the Ravens in Minnesota? We can talk about the Orioles' new skipper. You've let that sink in a little bit. We can talk about the trade deadline. Did the Ravens do enough at the deadline? 410-583-1057, or even Terps in Georgetown tomorrow night. 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next here on The Fan. 410-583-1057. Your predictions. Ravens, it sounds like all their players were on the practice field once again today as they get ready for the Vikings on Sunday. We'll hear from Zach Orr and Todd Monken in the 5 o'clock hour. But your predictions are welcome. Also, trade deadline did not go big fish. The Ravens don't really go after big fish, but they didn't get anybody of note. I know a lot of people not really thrilled that they didn't do more. Alas, also the Orioles have signed Leodis Taveras, and they just claimed Cuban outfielder Pedro Leon off of waivers from the Houston Astros. He is 27. He's kicked around for a while. Yeah. Like the Astros, when they signed him, people thought it was a big deal. I think they gave him $4 million, but here he is now, a waiver claim looking to get his
career. They don't have a lot of, I mean, look, that's a power bat, swing and miss, typical first base DH profile. And that's an area that's been thinned out a little bit. And, you know, they don't really have anybody in the high minors who's, you know, they're particularly high on to play first base. I mean, first base at Norfolk last year was kind of a revolving door. It's kind of been that way, and that's not the worst thing in the world because there's not a lot of position value that comes there. But, yeah, I mean, it's an
interesting name.
It's an interesting depth bat.
Mountcastle can't still be here.
I will be shocked. Like, I will be shocked if Ryan Mountcastle's still here. Alas, I didn't think
this is the end.
Yeah. He was here a year ago. I didn't think he'd be here last year.
I don't think so either.
You think.
410-583-1057. Rashawn's in Baltimore. Rashawn, you're on The Fan.
Hey, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm kind of upset about the Ravens. They make a, you know, bigger splash in free agency. For instance, they let Jerry Jones, you know, make a statement in the draft and go out and get Quinnen Williams from the Jets. You know, I think he would have been a nice fit here.
You'd give up a 1 and a 2 to get Quinnen Williams?
That's what they give up, a 1 and a 2.
Yes.
I mean, it's going to help us win, man. You know, we can't keep hoarding on to these draft picks like they're going to turn out to be Hall of Famers every year. You know, the Ray Lewis's and John Ogden days are over. You know, not saying we don't hit on our first round picks no more, man.
No, I...
Man, to get the sure enough guy. You know, big run stuffer like Quinnen Williams. I mean, hey, man, it is what it is, though. So, hopefully... we can get some pressure on McCarthy. That's the guy out in Minnesota, right?
Are you going to that game?
When are you heading out? Aren't you going there?
Yeah, heading out tomorrow, man.
Do you work?
Yeah, I do. I do. You know, but I got 21 years in, so you know, the vacation time is built up a little something, I might say. But, you know, I heard on the news that they are doing something with the flights, man.
There's a lot of issues.
Man, so hopefully we make it out there because it's a 17-hour drive, man. And I ain't with the rental car.
Get Trippy to get your car.
Nah, man, we done with Trippy this week. I'm going with Justin.
I think
this
even
week, man,
17.
So. Yeah, 17 hours in Minnesota.
I guess 10 to Detroit. I've done that drive several times. Yeah, it's probably 17. Yeah, 17.
That's a long drive.
Long drive to be in some 30-degree weather out there, too. So, hey, man. But other than that, man, you know how I'll let y'all tomorrow when I get back next week. Hopefully, we'll
safe travels, brother.
All right. Appreciate the call, Rashawn. He likes to remember Rashawn. If you're not aware, is a Cowboys / Ravens fan,
yes.
So he's very happy that Jerry went out and gave up a 1 and a 2 for Quinnen Williams.
I'm just waiting for the video to drop in Minnesota with his buddy Dustin, because they tend to get into altercations.
Yeah,
not Rashawn.
Yeah, no.
Rashawn's video.
Rashawn's usually... See, Jason, you're not aware of this. So I will tell you. So Rashawn has this friend named Dustin. And according to the videos that Bone and I have watched, he seems to get himself in situations. Yeah. And the funny thing is, Rashawn doesn't seem to help him out of the situation. He just films.
Yeah.
Like, as a friend, I would think at some point
content
you might want...
Content is king. Isn't
yes,
that what they
yeah,
say?
Yes. That's true. Rashawn does not make an effort to help his friend Dustin out of said situations. He just films the situations as they happen.
And escalate.
Yeah, they do escalate. So...
Hey, it seems to be working for him.
Yeah. Didn't Rashawn, though, when they were in Buffalo, he call somebody like a fridge or something?
Ben knows what
happened.
What
was that exact? Because that's the only time I've heard Rashawn get involved. But Ben.
But then they ended up being friends at the end of the video.
Oh,
if
did
I remember
they?
Correctly. Yeah, Rashawn said something.
Yeah, he called somebody a fridge or something.
No, Rashawn was recording, doing what he always does, kind of chilling. And the girl comes up and starts yelling in his face. And he's just recording calm. And out of nowhere, you hear him say, "That's why you're built like a fridge." In the middle of all of this. It was good.
Oh, Rashawn, the gift that keeps on giving. Hey, you know who else the gift that keeps on giving? Lucy Burge. And
yes.
She joins us from DraftKings. Got a lot to talk to Lucy about, including her best bets. And she joins us next here on The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.